This week's Parsha of Emor, which we will read tomorrow morning on Shabbos, begins with the following pasuk. Torah says, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe." Hashem says to Moshe, "Rabbeinu Emor el Kohanim b'nei Aaron, say to the Kohanim, the children of Aaron, v'yamato aleihem, and you shall say to them, the nefesh lo yitamav b'yamav, that to a dead body, to a corpse, you should not allow yourself to become exposed to that spiritual contamination as you are the leaders within the midst of the people." So we understand that there's the famous halacha of the prohibition of tumah. Kohanim are not allowed to go to funerals unless it's their immediate relatives, the seven relatives for which we sit shiva. They cannot walk into a chapel even because it's an ohel, and even if you're at a distance, a very far distance from where the mace is, then you still, the atmosphere somehow becomes spiritually contaminated and the Kohen becomes contaminated. So it becomes a very, very serious negative commandment. And so that's the general understanding of saying L'nefesh lo yitamav v'yamav. Chazal, with their astute eye, however, always very, very careful, looking at every single word, and indeed, as we know, every letter of every word, and they were concerned about the wording of the pasuk. Why does it say, "V'yomer Hashem el Moshe emor el Kohanim b'nei Aaron," say to the Kohanim who are the children of Aaron, and then it seems to completely repeat itself, to be redundant, for naught. V'yomer aleihem, you shall say to them, L'nefesh lo yitamav v'yamav. Why does it have to say the word emor twice? Emor, say to them, and emor, say to them. So Rashi already jumps on this question at the very beginning of his commentary on Parshas Emor. And Rashi quotes the Gemara in Yevamos, but it's also the Medrash Halacha, Taras Kohanim, or also called Sifra, which is a Medrash Halacha on Chumash Vayikra. And both say the same thing, emor v'yamarta, the reason for the doubling up of the language, say to them and say to them, lahazhir gedolim al ketanim, it is to warn the gedolim, the elder kohanim, the adult kohanim, concerning the ketanim, the kohanim who are still minors, below the age of bar mitzvah. What exactly is that supposed to be teaching us? What does Chazal mean, that we have an obligation as Kohanim to teach the younger Kohanim? Of course we have an obligation to teach our children Torah. And in fact, it is not only an obligation which is limited to Kohanim. Kohanim have a special role to play as the priests of Klal Yisrael, and they could have extra obligations. But there is a general concept of teaching our children Torah, and that comes, as we know, very clearly from two different sources within the Shema. The first parak of Shema that begins with Shema Yisrael, and V'yahavta, has the famous words, "V'shinantum levanecha," you shall teach them to your children. The second parak of the Shema is even a little bit more, strong, "V'limadtem olsam es b'neichem," right, that you shall give over the learning to your children. And so Chazal are very clear that this is the mitzvah of having to, teach Torah and understand from a young age that children have to be taught, given education from parents, and if not, of course, in loco parenti from yeshivas, paying tuition to high, wonderful teachers from rebbeim for our, boys and girls, and help them to understand what Judaism is all about, because it's an extraordinarily sophisticated and complex religion. So what is this additional notion of lahaz hegedolim al katanim? So Chazal tell us that there is an important difference to be made between book knowledge, understanding of what the Torah is, what are the mitzvos that Judaism is comprised of, versus the concept of chinuch, which we take to mean Jewish education, but Chazal use it in a very, very specific way. When Chazal speak about the mitzvah of chinuch, they trace it to this source, lahazhir gedolim al ketanim, meaning you're not only giving over the knowledge of Judaism, the ideas and the teachings of Judaism, but this is hands-on. Chinuch means to raise children so that they understand what their obligations are and that they know how to go about fulfilling them. It's not enough to just have the esoteric knowledge. And so when it comes to the Kohanim, lahazhir gedolim al ketanim would mean that the adult Kohanim have to imbue in their children from a young, young age the incredibly difficult, undertaking of being a holy person, this priestly class dedicated to Hashem, that are not allowed to go to funerals, that are not allowed to step on a cemetery, that are not allowed to even visit the graves of beloved parents and other ancestors. Only at the time when it's the actual funeral of a Kohen's own direct relative does the Kohen become Tamei based on Halacha, with the exception of the Kohen Gadol. But otherwise, they have no prohibition to expose themselves even to the tumah of their closest relatives once the burial has occurred. And so this is considered to be a concept of chinuch, of helping children to understand how to embrace the mitzvos. And we know that this is a concept which is in many different sources in the Gemara. The idea that we teach children Torah based on the psukim of Blimadatim Olsam Esbenechem and Bishinantim Levenecha, that's really more about book knowledge. That's esoteric learning. It doesn't often have to apply to what the children themselves are going to be doing on a practical level as they turn to age of bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah. But when you talk about chinuch, when Chazal speak about the mitzvah of chinuch, they mean in a very, very specific and different way that you have to teach the children not just the knowledge of it, but how to go about fulfilling it. And one of the ways that they taught them to go about fulfilling it is what Chazal tell us was undertaken so many years ago, is that we say brachos when we do mitzvahs. From the Torah, we could just put on the mitzvah, you know, tefillin, and we'd be yotzei the mitzvah of tefillin. We could just take hold of the lulav and the yesod, take hold of the, you know, other kinds of requirements we have, go sit into a sukkah and so on. But midrabbanan, the rabbi said that the hazir gedolim al ketanim means that we should teach children how to make mitzvos when they do the brachos. It's a child, even though he's not obligated in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and real studying on this high level, and certainly not of carrying out the mitzvos prior to reaching the age of 13 or 12, but don't we all involve ourselves in this quest of Jewish education? Lahasir gedolim al ketanim is what Chazal tell us enables children to say brachos in the same way that we adults say them. If they're going to take the lulav, we want them to say the bracha of anatilas lulav. If they're going to be in the sukkah, we want them to say leishei basukkah. It's the Pesach Seder, and they're gathered with us, parents, grandparents, and friends around the table. They're also going to say all the brachos of alachilas matzah, achilas mora, and so on. This is the concept of mitzvah of chinuch, not just talking, you know, in terms that are just purely abstract and theoretical, but helping them to fulfill the mitzvahs in the very same way that we ourselves fulfill the mitzvahs. It, however, is very clear from what the Torah tells us that the concept of chinuch is not just in terms of the mitzvahs that have to do with Ben Adam Lamakom. There's also a concept of mitzvos of Ben Adam L'chaveiro. And here, however, we see a very distinct difference, a difference which applies not merely to our children, but to us as well. We have an obligation of chinuch, which is to teach children the mitzvos Ben Adam L'chaveiro. And teaching children Ben Adam L'chaveiro is teaching them the importance of the concept of V'ahavtal Yachad Kamocha. The idea that Rabbi Akiva, the greatest of all the Tanayim, proclaimed, Yahavta Yachad Kamocha Zeh Klal Gadol BaTorah. And so Chazal say that when Rabbi Akiva taught this idea, when did it happen? According to some sources, not so 100% clear from the Gemara, but according to some sources, this happened after Rabbi Akiva had an epiphany, an awakening. The period that we are in now is the period of Sphira. The Sphira is the counting of the 7 weeks, the 49 days, and those 49 days we know have turned on a historical level into days of Avelus. For 33 of those 49 days, when the students of Rabbi Akiva were dying, falling like flies, so we don't have weddings, right? We just hit, thank God, Lag BaOmer, so now we had a beautiful wedding, you know, from the Abitain family just last night. And it's the first of the Simchas after a drought of over a month. And why is it that Kadosh Baruch Hu made it happen exactly in this period of Sphira? Because Chazal said that Rabbi Akiva, who was a master of teaching Torah and teaching Torah to adults and telling them to teach their children, but the one thing that apparently even Rabbi Akiva neglected to emphasize enough was not just the mitzvahs ben Adam l'makom, but rather the mitzvahs ben Adam l'chaveiro, the mitzvahs of v'yahach l'yacha kamocha, v'kocholim, nichum aveilim, hachnosos, the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim, as I had said, the mitzvah of helping people by extending them yourself to them in other ways where they need help, where they're lonely, where you should just bring them to your house so that they feel invited and cared for and taken care of. All of this concept of Yahafna Yacha Kamocha is subsumed, you know, through the many different ways in which we observe Gemilas Chasadim. And Rabbi Akiva apparently realized that after a whole lifetime of teaching his students Torah and teaching them how to observe the mitzvahs, he had failed in this regard. And so, sure enough, it was Dafka in this period of between Pesach and Shavuos that Rabbi Akiva's 12,000 pairs of students had passed away. And it was because of that that Rabbi Akiva changed his entire philosophy. And afterwards, he had a very small group of students, five students, and taught them that B'Yahavta Yacha Kamocha, that Klal Gadol B'Torah. You have to be a role model. And indeed, this is what the Kohanim, the whole institution of Kohen, is all about. There's a very beautiful section at the end of Malachi where the Navi says, Ki Sifse Kohen Yishmru Das, that the words of the lips of the Kohen will guard Torah. How? Because Ki Malach Hashem Tzevakos Hu, he will appear in the image of an angel. Rabbis, teachers, parents as teachers, all kinds of others who want to role model what it is to observe Judaism, we have to be fulfilling that concept of not only teaching them the rituals and saying the brachos and doing all the details, but that the ultimate lesson is the lesson of how we make ourselves truly into Torah Jews by embodying the very mitzvos and values of the Torah itself. Have a wonderful day.